We continue three lines down from the top on Lamed Vav Amud Beis. We had a statement that was made earlier in the Gemara in the Amud Aleph, which we're going to repeat now, and the Gemara is going to focus on this idea of Binoseyam Gufa. Amar Bali Amar Abimi Nusa Mishmei Derav Pitan Veshamnan Yain Ubinoseyhen Kulan Mishmonas Ar Davarhen. That these ideas, bread, oil, wine, and Binoseyam, it's all connected to the 18 enactments of Shammayin, the students of Shammayin Hillel. Binoseyam Mahi, so now the Gemara wants to know, what is this Binoseyam? What's the prohibition of their daughters that the Shammayin Hillel enacted? Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Gazru al Binoseyam Nidos Me'arisusan. The first idea is that the rabbis made a decree that all idolaters' daughters are considered Nidos, even when they're babies. Geniva mishmei derav amar kulan mishum avodas kochavim gazru behen. Geniva in the name of Rav says this is all because of the kochavim. That's the concern, that we don't want to socialize with idolaters. Techiasa Rav acha bar ada amar v'yelcha gazru al pitan mishum shamnan. This is similar to when Rav came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. He said that the Gazru al Pitan Mishum Shamnan, that there was a gzera made on the bread of idolaters because of the oil. The Gemara says, well, hold on a second. My ulmi de shemen mipas. Why is oil better than bread? That they're making the gzera on bread, pas akum, was because of oil? No, el al Pitan Mishamnan Mishum Yenam. The gezeira of pas akum and shemen akum, which no longer applies as we mentioned already before, is because of, that's shemen akum, but pas akum still applies, mishum yeinam, that's all because of yain of ovri kochavim, fal yeinam mishum benoseyam, and the reason why the prohibition was enacted by yain was because of benoseyhen, fal benoseyhen mishum davar achir, and benoseyam was because of idolatry, fal davar achir mishum davar achir. And one Devar Acher is because of another Devar Acher, which we'll have to get to later. So the Gemara now asks, hold on a second. You're telling me that that Shammayin Beis Hillel, the students of Shammayin Hillel, decreed a prohibition against being intimate with the children of idolaters, non-Jewish children? D'oraisahi, what are you talking about? This is a biblical prohibition. D'chsev lo sischatin bam. You're not allowed to marry them. D'oraisa. So I said, lo sischatin bam. You're not allowed to. So how can you, intermarriage is biblically prohibited. How can you tell me that this is a gezeira against intermarriage? Rabbinic decree, don't intermarry. Like my answers, no, d'oraisa zayin umos. No. Biblically speaking, the prohibition of intermarriage is only against the seven nations that were obligated to eradicate. Al shar of the kachavim, but the other idolatrous nations, lo, there's no biblical prohibition against intermarriage. V'asu inu v'gazer afilu the shar of the kachavim, and then the students of Shammayin Hillel came around and extended the prohibition of intermarriage to include all non-Jews. Fascinating. Gemara says, hold on a second. But according to Rav Shimon ben Yochai, who we follow, who says that midoraisa, that intermarriage is prohibited according for everybody, because it says ki asiris bin chamiacharai, that when your child leaves away from me, meaning intermarriage, it includes everyone. Well, then Michael and Mamer, then what exactly did the students of Shammayin Hillel enact? Because the prohibition of intermarriage was across the board to all non-Jews. Elado Araisa, says the Gemara, Ishus Derechasnus. Rather, the Araisa, the prohibition was only through a formal marriage. That was a problem. Marrying, intermarrying. Fa'asu Inu, Gazrafil Derechasnus. And Shammayin Hillel came along and said, the students of Shammayin Hillel came along and said, no, even just a sexual encounter would also be prohibited. You might think that it would be okay. It's only marriage which is prohibited. Here, any form of intimacy is going to be prohibited. Gemara says, really? The Gemara says, Znos nami bebeis dino shel shem gazru. Well, Znos was even already enacted. The prohibition of Znos with a non-Jew was already enacted in the times of the Beis Din of Shem. Granted, it wasn't you want to say technically Doraisa, it really is Doraisa, because in the time of shame, it was enacted, Dechsiv, Vayomer Yehuda, Hotsi'ua Betisa Reif, that when Yehuda heard that Tamar was pregnant through somebody, Yehuda assumed that it was someone who wasn't Jewish, because Yehuda was only Jew around at the time, in that area. So that Tamar was intimate with a non-Jew, and he's supposed to be killed for it. So you see clearly that, and that was a znus, that wasn't marriage. So you see that znus is punished, was already in a doraisa at that time, capital punishment, even in the Chumash. Ela doraisa, the Gemara says, so then if that's the case, then what are the students of Shammai and Hillel enact? Ela doraisa obit kochavim haba al bas Yisrael, demash chabasrei, ava Yisrael haba al overes kochavim, lo, vasu inu, gazra fili Yisrael haba al overes kochavim. So you know what the Gemara says? What happened was that the Beis Din Shel Shem had a gezeira that a Jewish woman was not allowed to have znus, any form of intimacy with a non-Jewish man. But the reverse, a Jewish man and a non-Jewish woman, that would be okay. Derech znus, not marriage, but derech znus, that would be okay. And therefore, the students of Shammai and Hillel came around and they said, no, even that's going to be prohibited. When it says, well, hold on a second. Yisrael haba al averes kochavim, halacha Moshe Mitzrayim hi. The halacha Moshe Mitzrayim that a Jewish man is not allowed to be intimate, even derech znus, with a non-Jewish woman. The Amar Mar habol aramis kenayim pogim, but we know the story with Pinchas, Cosby and Zimri. He killed them. That can't be kenayim pogim. When a man is having a sexual encounter with an Aramean woman, kenayim pogim, you have to be zealous and you have to kill them. So what exactly is happening here? What did Shammai and Hillel add on? The students of Shammai and Hillel add on to this gezerah. So he said, "Ella de oraisa bifarhesia uchamaisa shahaya v'asu inu gazra filu betzina." So now the prohibition of a man having relationship with a non-Jewish woman derech znus is only public, but in private, it's mutter. Fascinating, right? But then it come along students of Shammai and Hillel and say, no, that a Jewish man cannot have any type of sexual encounter with a non-Jewish woman, whether public or private. I'll let that sink in before we, in the next shiur, reject that idea.